Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator, this podcast and the information shared within it are intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello and welcome to Project I Am, the podcast where we dive deep into the theories and ideas shaping our understanding of relationships, personal growth, and mental health. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we're exploring an intriguing concept from relational cultural theory, the central relational paradox. Have you ever found yourself wanting to call a friend during a tough time, but stopping short because you feared being a burden? Or maybe you've been in an argument with a partner and desperately wanted to say, "I'm hurt," but instead you stayed silent or lashed out. These moments reveal a puzzling dynamic within us, a push and pull between wanting connection and fearing it. This internal conflict isn't random. It's called the central relational paradox. And it's a concept that can help us understand why we often hide when we most need connection. Over the next few minutes, we'll explore the paradox's origins, how it's used in relational cultural theory, and how it shows up in our everyday lives. I'll also share stories, research, and practical steps to break this pattern and foster deeper, more fulfilling relationships. Get comfortable, because today's episode will challenge you to reflect on your own relationships and take a step toward authentic connection. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is the central relational paradox? Well, this concept comes from relational cultural theory, which is a psychological framework developed in the 1970s by Jean Baker Miller and her colleagues at the Stone Center at Wesley College. RCT, relational cultural theory, challenges traditional psychological models that prioritize independence and self-sufficiency. Instead, it argues that human growth happens through relationships and not in isolation. Relational cultural theory is the theory that I use most in my private practice, and I find it to be really beneficial when working with most clients. According to relational cultural theory, connection is at the core of human well-being. It's not just nice to have, it's actually a fundamental need. But here's where things get complicated. When relationships become a source of pain, through rejection, invalidation, or betrayal, we develop self-protective behaviors. These behaviors often involve hiding parts of ourselves that we fear will be judged or rejected. This creates the central relational paradox, a pattern where individuals deeply desire connection, but simultaneously fear it. In essence, the central relational paradox is this: when we most need connection, we tend to pull away or hide the parts of ourselves that we think are unacceptable. Ironically, this hiding prevents the very thing, connection, that we long for. Let me illustrate this with a story. I once worked with a client, let's call her Emily, who had a pattern of withdrawing from her friends whenever she was struggling. She told me, "I want to reach out, but I feel like I'm burdening them." You see, Emily's fear of being seen as too much led her to isolate herself. Over time, her friends began to assume that she didn't need or want their support. Her isolation reinforced her belief that no one cared. Emily's experience captures the heart of the central relational paradox. The hiding we do to protect ourselves often creates the very disconnection that we fear most. Now that we understand what the central relational paradox is, let's dig into where it comes from and why it happens. The central relational paradox is rooted in relational cultural theory, which emerged in the late 1970s. Jean Baker Miller, a psychiatrist and feminist, was the driving force behind this theory. Her groundbreaking book titled Toward, A New Psychology of Women, published in 1976, challenged traditional models of mental health that celebrated autonomy and self-sufficiency. RCT, relational cultural theory, offers a different lens, asserting that connection, mutuality, and empathy are the cornerstones of psychological health. It highlights that while we all crave relationships, societal pressures, past wounds, and relational disappointments can distort our ability to connect. If someone grows up in an environment where their relational needs are dismissed or punished, they may learn to hide those needs to avoid pain. This self-protective strategy becomes ingrained, even in adulthood. A 2021 study published in Attachment and Human Development explored how adverse childhood experiences, something many of you are familiar with, ACEs, contributes to patterns of emotional withdrawal in adult relationships. The researchers found that individuals with high ACE scores were more likely to engage in behaviors aligned with the central relational paradox, such as emotional suppression and avoidance of vulnerability. For reference, this was published by Chopek et al. In 2021. Interestingly, the study also noted that these behaviors often coexist with a deep longing for connection, creating a very painful internal conflict. So let's talk about how the central relational paradox shows up in real life. While it's a universal dynamic, it can look really different depending on the context. Let's look at, firstly, friendships. In friendships, the central relational paradox might show up as a reluctance to share struggles. You might think, I don't want to be a burden, or what if they don't understand? Well, this very self-censorship often leads to surface-level interactions that lack the depth and intimacy that we actually crave. I recently spoke with a friend who described feeling out of sync with her social circle. She said, I feel like I can't bring up my struggles because everyone else seems to have it all together. Her fear of being judged kept her away from opening up. But as we talked, she realized that her friends probably felt the same way. They were just better at hiding it. This can also show up in romantic relationships. In these relationships, the paradox often plays out in conflict. Imagine you're upset with your partner, but fear that expressing your feelings will lead to rejection or dismissal. Instead of addressing the issue, you might withdraw or lash out in anger. Both of these responses create distance rather than connection. A 2020 study in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships found that emotional withdrawal during conflict was a significant predictor of dissatisfaction in romantic relationships. The study's authors noted that fear of vulnerability often underpins this withdrawal, making it harder for couples to repair and trust. One couple I read about, let's call them Jake and Maria, exemplified this dynamic. After a fight, Jake would retreat into silence while Maria would try to force a resolution. Jake's silence made Maria feel ignored, and Maria's intensity made Jake feel overwhelmed. Both really wanted to reconnect, but their protective behaviors pushed them further apart. The central relational paradox also shows up in workplace relationships, in professional settings. Imagine a colleague who avoids asking for help on a project because they fear looking incompetent. Their silence may lead to mistakes or missed opportunities, thereby reinforcing their fear of judgment. Now that we know what the central relational paradox is, how do we go about breaking the cycle? Here are three strategies to help you move from fear to connection. 1. Practice relational courage. Relational courage means taking small, intentional risks to be authentic in your relationships. This could be as simple as saying something like, I need help, or I'm struggling and would love to talk. Emily, the client I mentioned earlier, started practicing relational courage by texting one friend whenever she felt overwhelmed. She was amazed by how often her friends responded with empathy, which helped her gradually rebuild her trust and connection. Secondly, focus on mutuality. Relational cultural theory emphasizes that healthy relationships are built on mutual growth. Instead of seeing relationships as zero-sum games where one person's needs take priority over the others, think of them as spaces for shared vulnerability. Dr. Judith Jordan, a pioneer in relational cultural theory, describes mutuality as the core of growth-fostering relationships. A 2021 study by Dr. Jordan in Psychological Review found that individuals who prioritized mutuality in their relationships experienced higher satisfaction and resilience, even during conflict. Thirdly, another thing you can do is to work with a therapist or group. Breaking the central relational paradox often requires unlearning long-held patterns of self-protection. Therapy can provide a safe space to explore these patterns and practice new ways of connecting. Group theory or support groups are particularly powerful, as they allow you to experience relational safety in real time. As we close, the central relational paradox reminds us of a simple truth. Connection is both what we crave and what we fear most. By understanding this paradox and practicing vulnerability intentionally, we can begin to move forward from hiding to connection. So next time you feel the urge to retreat, ask yourself, what would happen if I showed up instead of shutting down? Remember that connection starts with small, courageous steps. Well, thank you for joining me on Project I Am. If today's episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might need to hear it. Until next time, stay open, stay curious, and keep growing. May you be well.
Weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.